How many of you are excited about Jesus this morning?
有多少人今天早上因为耶稣而感到非常的兴奋？
A couple of you, all right.
有几个人？还不少人。
How many of you love Jesus this morning?
我当然今天早上爱耶稣呢。
Okay.
好，几乎所有的手。
The sermon today, one of the goals is that it almost for sure has to increase our love.For our Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天我要讲到的一个目的，就是希望能够增加我们大家对耶稣的爱。
And you might want to open your Bibles if you have them.
假如你有圣经的话，请将它打开。
Or your cell phone.
或者打开你的手机。
To Isaiah 52.
打开到以赛亚书第五十二章。
And we're going to pretty much be going verse by verse.
我们很可能就是一节一节的看。
And this will be part one of two parts.
今天的信息是两篇中的第一篇。
And next month we'll have the second part.
那下一个月我会讲第二部分。
Now some of you might remember that four years ago about.
你们其中有人或许记得四年以前。
The very first sermon I preached here was Isaiah 53.
我来到这个教会讲的第一篇信息就是以赛亚书第五十三章。
Even though I know you guys are very smart and have incredible memories,
虽然我知道大家都非常的聪明，而且记忆力非常好。
I doubt you're going to remember a whole lot.
但是我怀疑你记得我一定讲得到。
But this is one of the prophetic messages that God has given me.
这是上帝给我一个特别的有关先知性的一个信息。
Which means it's one I never get tired of preaching.
换句话说，就是我讲这篇道呢，从来不会感觉的。不想再讲。
Even at my other church, I would preach it every couple of years.
啊，就是在另外其他的一个教会呢，我也是大概每两年我会重复讲这一篇信息。
This is the greatest prophecy ever, period.
这是有史以来最伟大的预言。
So, hopefully you'll see why.
我希望你能够明白为什么。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your incredible word.
天父，我们感谢你自己奇妙的话语。
We thank you that when we believe your word, it transforms our life.
我们也相信，当我们信靠你的话的时候，它会改变我们的人生。
Thank you that you sent Jesus to save us from our sins.
是感谢你差遣耶稣基督，将我们从罪中拯救出来。
To lift the heavy burden of sin from off our own hearts and souls.
从我们的心灵，从我们的灵魂当中，将罪的重担解除掉。
Lord Jesus, we're so thankful that you loved us enough that you were willing to go to the cross for our sins.
我们也感谢你，因为你爱我们的大爱，你情愿上十字架。
And we thank you that we know you rose from the dead to give us an incredible hope of a glorious eternity.
我们也感谢你，因为你从死里复活，给我们将来伟大的盼望。
We pray now as we look at this.Amazing prophecy.
我们求主，当我们现在看这个最伟大的预言的时候，
If you help us understand just how great a salvation you have given us,
我们能够明白你所赐给我们的是多么伟大的救恩。
And we pray your Holy Spirit will come and open the eyes of our understanding.
我们求主你的圣灵来打开我们心中的眼睛。
That we can know what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us.
让我们明白以上所信的人显明的大力是如何的强大。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's see. There we go. Okay. Most of you probably know the prophet Isaiah wrote in 700 BC.
我们多数人或许已经知道，以赛亚是在纪元前700年写作。
So we're looking at prophecy that's written 700 years before Jesus came to earth.
所以我们看到的预言是耶稣降生之前700年就写下来的。
Now it's important to realize Isaiah is just the writer of the prophecy.
我们要知道以赛亚只是这个预言的作者。
But it becomes evident that God Himself is the author.
但是很明显的，上帝自己是写作的人。
Because He's prophesying things that no human being could have known or imagined.
因为以赛亚所说的预言是没有任何人可以知道或是猜想到的。
Okay. So one of the reasons Isaiah 53 is the greatest prophecy ever is because it answers life's greatest question.
以赛亚书五十三章作为最伟大的预言，是因为它回答人生最重要的一个问题。
And you might be wondering, what is life's greatest question?
那你或许会问，人生最重要的问题是什么呢？
Well, I knew you were going to ask.
我知道你会问。
So I wrote it down.
所以写下来哈。
Okay, but here's the thing: most people avoid dealing with this question.
但是问题就是很多人都避免去触及、去处理这个问题。
And it's really foolish to avoid this question because it determines your eternal destiny.
而避免讨论这个问题是相当愚昧的，因为它决定你永恒的命运。
And here's the question.
那这个问题就是
How can a sinner be right with a holy God?
一个罪人怎么在一个圣洁的神面前成为对的人呢？
So as to escape eternal hell and enter into eternal glory.
好让他能够逃避永恒的地狱而进入永恒的荣耀呢？
If there really is life after death.
假如死亡之后真的还有生命。
And we're going to spend eternity in one of two places.
而且我们会将永恒花在这个地方或是那个地方。
Then this would be the most important question for us to settle before we leave this world.
那么在我们离开这个世界之前，能够解决这个问题，就是最重要的一件事情。
And this is what this prophecy of Isaiah is all about.
而以赛亚书的这段预言就是关乎这件事情。
It answers life's most important question.
它回答人生最重要的一个问题。
Okay.And we also have great archaeological proof of the truth of Isaiah's prophecy.
那我们也有许多考古学的证明，证实以赛亚书预言的真实性。
Okay, you can see here this is called the Ophel.
那这块三角形的地方称作 Ophel.
This is where Solomon's temple used to be.
所罗门的圣殿以前就在那个位置。
And they've been finding a lot of amazing stuff.
在那个地方，他们考古学发现了许多奇妙的事情。
And one of the things they found was Isaiah's seal.
当他们发现的其中之一就是以赛亚的印章。
Right, you Chinese know about this because you all make your own chop, right?
我们中国人很熟悉的，因为每个人都有自己的印章。
Yeah, well, this seal is just like Isaiah's chop.
所以这个印章好像就是代表了以赛亚自己。
Well, it was probably a ring.
那他们做的这个应当可能就是一个戒指。
And then when he'd make an official document or paper, he would put his chop on that paper.
当他们提出一个正式的文件的时候呢，就会盖上自己的印章。
And they discovered Isaiah's seal.
所以他们发掘了以赛亚的印章印记。
This one reads, "Belonging to Isaiah the prophet."
那这个印章的印记说是说属于先知以赛亚的。
Okay, and this one here is Hezekiah's seal.
那这个就是西西家王的印章。
As you're studying the book of Isaiah in Sunday school,
我们在中文主日学正在查以赛亚书。
You learn Hezekiah and Isaiah are buddies.
然后我们会发现西西家跟以赛亚是相当好的朋友。
Right, they're contemporaries.
他们是当代同代的人。
So here's further proof that this whole history of Isaiah.Is real because here's Hezekiah's chop.
所以从这个考古学可以证明以赛亚书的预言的真实性，因为以赛亚跟西西家的印章都同时发现在那个地方。
And we've also discovered what's known as Hezekiah's tunnel.
我们也发现，他们也发现所谓的西西家王做的隧道。
Yeah, when Assyria was coming to conquer Jerusalem, they built this tunnel.
亚述来侵略犹大的时候，他们就建造了这个隧道。
This tunnel was built about 700 BC.
大概是纪元前700年建筑的。
To bring water into the city, so if there was a siege, they wouldn't die of thirst.
这个隧道将水引进到城里面，假如亚述来攻击的话，他们不会因为缺水而灭亡。
So we have all this archaeological proof that what we're studying is real history here.
所以这些考古学的证明呢，证明说我们所读的以赛亚书是真实的。
Okay, but we have stuff that's even more powerful than this.
但是有一个比这个更伟大的发现。
Okay. The greatest prophecy proclaims the greatest freedom.
上帝给我们最伟大的预言，宣告给我们最伟大的自由。
The background of Isaiah 53 is chapters 42 to 52.
那以赛亚书53章的背景就是它的42到52章。
And there were incredible prophecies there, a lot of them, about Israel's future.
在这几章经文里面有许多关于以色列未来难以置信的预言。
Okay, and hopefully you'll study a lot of those prophecies as you go through Isaiah.
好，当我读以赛亚书的时候，会慢慢看到这些预言。
But there are amazing prophecies of their eventual freedom from their Babylonian captivity.
那这些预言当中有一个是预言到他们将来会从巴比伦的被掳当中得到释放。
And God even tells them the name of the man who's going to allow them to leave Babylon and come back to Jerusalem.
上帝甚至把那个人的名字，使他们从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，这个人的名字写了下来。
And Cyrus hasn't even been born yet when Isaiah writes this.
以赛亚是写下这个书的时候呢，这个王还没有生下来，他就是古列。
These are amazing prophecies.
所以这些是相当奇妙的预言。
Okay.And the greatest prophecy proclaims the greatest freedom.
So Isaiah 是伟大的预言，就宣告最伟大的自由。
Isaiah 53 looks forward to the greater liberation from sin.
So Isaiah 是五十章呢，它更前瞻将来这个弥赛亚要使人从最终得自由的这个更伟大的一件事。
And this was going to be accomplished by the Messiah himself.
就是弥赛亚自己要完成的。
And so believe the truth of this great prophecy and you will experience freedom from the bondage of sin.
假如我们相信这个伟大预言的真理，我们就能够经历从最终得到释放。
If some sin has you in bondage, this is the right passage to study.
假如你觉得自己被罪恶所捆绑，那你就要研读以赛亚书五十三章。
Believing this can break the chains of sin.
相信他所写的就可以打碎你这个捆绑。
So let's look here. Behold the irrefutable proof. The Bible is the word of the true God.
所以我们来看，首先看哪，圣经是全能上帝无误的话语的证据。
Okay. And Isaiah 52:53 has approximately 36 distinct prophecies.
在以赛亚书五十二、五十三章中，至少有三十六个显著的预言。
Now in English, you can get extra 4 pages of notes here.
今天我已经把这些三十六个好用英文的。印出来了给大家。
This is your homework.
可以做你的家庭作业。
But if you study this, you'll realize there are 36 very clearly revealed prophecies.
然后你去研读的话呢，你可以发现在以赛亚书五十三章有三十六个非常显著的预言。
But there's also over 150 other verses throughout the Bible that relate to these prophecies.
而圣经其他有一百五十节的经文跟这三十六个预言都相关。
And this prophecy in Isaiah is referred to in 9 other Old Testament books and 17 different New Testament books.
这些预言在九卷的旧约，还有17卷的新约里面，都确实应验了。
See, prophecy is one of the proofs that only God could have written this book.
所以预言就是只有上帝能够写下这本圣经的最好的证据。
Okay, and we have what we call the law of compound probability.
有一个律叫做合成概率的律。
Very simple.
很简单的来说。
It just says for each detail of a prophecy.
就说每一个预言的每一个细节。
You double the odds against it being fulfilled by chance alone.
好，就双倍降低了它被偶然应验的几率。
Now this would be the simplest way to look at prophecy.
好，所以这是最简单的来看预言的方法。
So in other words, if there's one detail in the prophecy, the chance of 1 in 2 of it being fulfilled.
那假如预言有一个细节的话呢，那它应验的这个豁然率就是二分之一。
Right, but if there's 2 details,
但是假如有两个细节的话。
Then the odds of them being fulfilled by chance are 1 in 4.
它偶然应验的几率就是四分之一。
And then we can go through. If you have 3, it's 1 in 8.
好，假如有三个细节的话呢，就是八分之一。
If you have 4 details, it's 1 in 16.
然后有四个细节的话，就是十六分之一。
So the odds of it happening by chance keep becoming less and less.
所以它应验的几率会越来越少。
If you had 5 different parts to the prophecy, 1 in 32.
假如有五个不同的细节的话呢，那它应验全部应验就是32%的可能。
1 in 10, the odds of it being fulfilled by chance would be 1 in 1,000.
假如有十个细节的话呢，它就是1024%。
If you had 20, it'd be 1 in 1,048,000.
假如有二十个细节的话，那就要超过1/100,000的几率了。
Okay. If you had 30,
假如有三十个细节的话
be 1 in a billion.Chance to be fulfilled. But how many do we have here?
一兆分之一以上了。
Yeah, we have 36. So that would be.
在这里我们看到有三十六个细节。
That would be 1,768,719,476,736. Go ahead. No, okay, you don't have to.
这就是
Yeah, we'll save a little time. But now this is the simplest, okay?
这就是最简单的方式来看预言应验的几率。
But a lot of these prophecies, the odds of this even happening is like 1 in 1,000.
那这些预言应验的机会有些可能是千分之一。
So the odds are way more than 1 in 68 billion.
对圣经的预言，这么多的预言能够都应验的话，它的几率是多么的微小啊。
See, such prophecy like this reveals the God behind it.
所以像这一类的预言就显明在它之后的上帝。
Okay?This prophecy must have been written by someone from outside our time domain.
它一定是我们时间范畴之外的人所写的。
Because if he was locked inside time like you and I are, he can't prophesy 700 years
in the future. 假如他跟我们一样活在这个时空的限制当中，他不可能预言到几百年以后的事情。
So it's someone not confined by time or space.
那这个写作的人也不受时空的限制。
Okay?Someone that could not have been written by mere men.
所以他不可能是人所写的。
Because there is nobody else that's ever written prophecy outside of the Bible.
因为在圣经之外，没有人写下真正所谓的预言。
And that's just a simple fact.
那这就是非常简单的事实。
Okay? And it must be written by a sovereign, all-knowing, eternal being.
所以它必定是全能、全知、永恒者所写。
Because to write prophecy 700 years before it's fulfilled and then make sure it's fulfilled according to every detail, that God has to be in control.
假如说在700年之前就写下预言的细节，而且他后来预言表示这个人必须是掌管一切的。
That God would have to simply know everything that's ever going to happen.
这个人也是无所不知的。
And he'd have to be eternal.
他也必须是永恒的。
Because he prophesied 700 years before it's actually fulfilled.
因为他在700年之前就预言了。
He doesn't seem to age and get a bad memory.
所以作者呢，他不会变老，他也不会记忆力衰退。
Now see, this is why I tell you, you want to get here early and get front row seat.
好，这就是为什么你必须早点来，坐在前面。
You can't read that if you're further back than the front row, right?
即使坐在前排，你也看不到。
But I'll tell you what this is here.
好，我稍微介绍一下。
There's only three possibilities for the origin of the Bible. Only three.
圣经的起源只有三个可能。
So you can decide right now whether what you believe.
你可以现在就决定你的信念是什么。
The first possibility is that the Bible was written by good men or good angels.
那第一个可能就是圣经是由好人和好的天使所写下。
But that's not sensible.
但这个是不太可能。
Right? Because good men or good angels wouldn't write a book and be lying all the time.
因为一个好人或好天使呢，不会写下一些说谎的话。
Because they wouldn't be saying all along, for God says, the Lord says, if it's them saying it.
假如他们写说耶和华如此说，上帝如此说，假如是他们自己说的话，他不跟写说上帝这么说。
And besides that, good men can't prophesy.
好，另外好人也不懂得怎么发预言。
So that kind of eliminates the book having been written just by good men or good angels.
所以这个就解除了好人或好天使写下的这个一个可能。
Other possibility is the Bible is written by bad men or devils.
那第二可能就是圣经是坏人或是魔鬼所写。
But that's not logical either.
那这也不合逻辑。
Because bad men wouldn't write a book that condemns all their sins.
因为坏人不会写下定自己罪的一些事情。
And bad men wouldn't write a book that condemns them to eternal hell.
那坏人也不会写下将他们定罪到地狱的事情。
Besides that, bad men can't prophesy either.
另外，坏人也没法说预言。
No human beings can prophesy 700 years ahead.
好，没有人在700年之前就能够发预言。
So that leaves us a third choice.
那第三个选择就是。
And I've asked, well, there is no other. There's only these three choices, right? We've eliminated two. The third choice is that the book is written by God.
好，这个圣经是上帝所写。
That's why I say yes. Isaiah is the writer, the instrument God used to write it down.
所以以赛亚是写下的人。
But God is the author, the words, the ideas.
是那个著作的人。
Now, if God did write this book, you would expect He would tell us.
那假如上帝确实写下他的话的话呢，他自己会告诉我们。
And that's why thousands of times throughout the book, He tells us, "Thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord."
这就是为什么圣经上很多很多地方说耶和华如此说，耶和华如此说。
And besides that, only a sovereign God who knows everything.
也只有一个全能的上帝。知道万事。
Good prophecy. So that narrows it down for us.
好，所以那是我们的选择。
You either believe the Bible was written by men.
好，你不是相信说圣经是人所写。
Doesn't seem to work.
这好像行不通。
Or it's written by a sovereign God.
或是一个全能的上帝所写。
And that's the only one that really makes rational sense.
那只有那个选择才是是有意义的。
Okay, now let's look a little more at prophecy because a lot of Christians.
我们现在再多看一点预言哈。
A lot of Christians themselves don't realize how powerful prophecy is.
很多基督徒都不明白预言它的重要性。
It's the greatest test to determine if a religion is true or false.
它是测验信仰真伪最好的试金石。
God Himself gives us this test.
上帝自己也把这个测验给了我们。
Says, show the things that are to come hereafter.
他说你们要说明后来的事。
That we may know that you are God.
好，叫我们知道你是神，你们是神。
Even God admits, a mere man, an idol can't prophesy the future.
甚至上帝在自己的话语当中都说了，人没有办法预测将来的事。
So he challenges everybody, find another book written by another God that has prophecy.
所以他挑战我们说，去找另外一本书，去找另外一个神，可以把预言告诉你。
And what he says, behold, you're of nothing.
他说，看哪，你们属乎虚无。
Your work is of naught.
你们的作为也属乎虚空。
An abomination is he that chooses you.
那选择你们的是可憎恶的。
See? Because see, if a religion with no prophecy is a revelation of man's ignorance.
一个没有预言的宗教说明人的无知。
Where a book with prophecy is a revelation of an omniscient God.
一个充满预言的书说明它背后一位全知的上帝。
So, the greatest and infallible test of whether a book has been written by God, not by a man, is prophecy. And there are people who have done their doctoral dissertations on prophecy. And what you find out is about one out of four verses in the Bible is prophecy.
And they found that in the Bible, there are only one verse.是预言
It's incredible.
所以非常令人惊讶
It's supernatural.
它是超自然的
There's no way to explain it.
也没有办法解释
Other than that a sovereign, omniscient God.
除非是一位超然自主的上帝所写的
Now here's the thing, right? To prove, okay,
另外有一件事情
To prove a prophecy, you got to have a written record recorded before the prophecies were fulfilled.
要证明预言的存在，就是在它还没有发生之前，就要先被写下来。
So if you go to Israel, you can go get one of these.
所以假如你去以色列的话呢，你可以买这样一个纪念品。
This is where they stored the Dead Sea Scrolls.
这就是这个石桶哈，或是陶桶，他们就是把死海古卷收藏在里面。
Now, what they found was Dead Sea Scrolls, copy, hard copy of Isaiah, 2,200 years old, 100 BC.
他们在这个死海古卷里面发现了以赛亚书的这个手抄本，那就是离现在2200以前的手抄本。
And the interesting thing is, it's pretty much word for word what we have in the Masoretic text, the text
that
Jewish people preserve.
手抄我们现有的圣经里面的以赛亚书非常非常的一致。
So this is called the this is a museum in Israel.
这是以色列的一个博物馆。
And they actually put at first when I first went there, they actually had the original copy of Isaiah out there.
当我第一次去拜访这个博物馆的时候，他们有。当时发掘出来的以赛亚手抄本展览在那边。
But what they realized was they were damaging it by opening up, so now they put a copy there, but they have the original.
后来他们打开之后发现它受了损伤，所以他们现在是放的是一本仿印本。
And this is called the Shrine of the Book.
这就叫做这本书的一个殿堂。
It's designed to look like the vessel that they found the copy.
这个博物馆的设计呢，就是当初他们发现死海古卷的那个桶子。
So all you need is a copy that was written long before the prophecy is fulfilled, and we have a hard copy.
所以这边我们有确实有一本预言还没有应验以前就写下来的书。
But then we need a written history that proves the prophecies were fulfilled as they were previously written.
然后我们也需要另外一个文件证明之前的预言被应验。
Right? And that's where the Holy Bible, the New Testament, comes in.
这就是新约。
It documents the fulfillment of every detail of the book of Isaiah.
它记录下以赛亚书的预言，它真实的应验的情节。
Now you can try all you want to deny it, but it's right there in black and white in front of us.
你虽然可以去否认它，但是它确实是白纸黑字写下来了。
It's irrefutable evidence for anybody who has an open mind to look at the evidence.
所以任何怀疑圣经的话语的话呢，只要看看预言。就知道他是没有办法否认的事实。
So that's why this is such a powerful prophecy.
这就是为什么以赛亚书五十三章是这么重要的预言。
Because of all the refutable evidence we have that this really happened and it was really written in 700 BC.
因为我们有许多的证明，证明它是纪元前七百年就写下来的。
So now let's look at the background of Isaiah.
好，那现在我们看看以赛亚书五十三章的背景。
It's all about redemption and salvation from sin.
它讲的是救赎，还有从罪中得救。
Okay, in chapter 52:3, it says, the Lord says, ye shall be redeemed without money.
在以赛亚书五十二章第三节，耶和华如此说，你们是无价被救赎的。
Okay, and it says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings.
好，第七节说，那报佳音的人，这人的脚登山何等佳美。
Does good tidings sound familiar?
好消息是不是很清楚呢？很熟悉。
Like good news?
好消息。
It is good news.
它确实是好消息。
That publishes salvation.
报道救恩的人。
That's why it's good news.
这就是好消息。
Okay. And this is a word picture here. We're going to look at in a minute.
好，我们待会会看这个字里行间所透露出来的一个图画。
But it's a picture of a runner who is going to report some great news of a great victory after a really serious battle.
就是在一个非常严重的战争之后呢，一个要报消息的他跑得很快，到城市里去要报道他们大战得胜的消息。
And the battle was won by God Himself.
这个战争是上帝自己所赢得的。
And the battle won salvation for God's people.
这个战争是上帝为了他的百姓成就了救恩。
And the runner's coming with great news.
然后跑的人呢，就把这个好消息带过来。
Break forth into joy, for the Lord has redeemed Jerusalem.
好，要发起欢声，因为耶和华救赎了耶路撒冷。
The Lord has made bare His holy arm.
耶和华在万国眼前露出他的圣臂。
And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God.
地极的人都看见我们神的救恩了。
All the earth shall see this salvation.
都看见这个救恩。
Okay, so let's look here, back here at verse 3, chapter 52.
我们回到第五十二章第三节来看。
Okay, where God says now He has redeemed you without money.
他说上帝已经用不是用钱将你们救赎了。
And then he goes to verse 7. Now, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings.
好，第七节，那报平安，传好信息，他们的脚登山何等佳美。
So here comes the messenger after the great battle.
所以打的大的战争之后呢，这个报信息人跑过来。
And in your notes, I give you an illustration of this with King David.
好，就像大卫王有一个例子。
The watchmen would be on the walls of Jerusalem waiting for the messenger of the report of the battle.
在耶路撒冷的城墙上，这个哨兵呢就看有人从打战之后呢，他跑过来报消息。
And those watchmen are very skillful. They could even tell who the runner was by the way he ran.
靠着这个人怎么跑呢？这个哨兵就知道那个人是谁。
And generally, they could tell if they're running with good news or bad news.
有的时候他们可以看出这个跑来是要报好消息还是要报坏消息。
But here comes the runner, and how beautiful are the feet because he's bringing good tidings of good.
那这个跑的人他的脚是何等佳美，因为他带来好消息。
Publishing salvation.
传扬救恩。
Our God reigns.
我们的神作王了。
Okay, now who quotes this verse in the New Testament?
在新约里面谁引用了这一句话？
Okay, who is the greatest messenger of this good news in the New Testament?
在新约里面谁是这个好消息最伟大的报信者？
Apostle Paul.Right.
使徒保罗。
He knew this. He knew this, and he realized he's got to go proclaim this mighty victory to the whole world now.
他知道这节经文，他也知道他要向全世界来宣告这个好消息。
But to the Jew first. First he goes to the watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem.
他先到犹太人那里，先到耶路撒冷城墙上的哨兵那边看。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, and they shall sing.
耶路撒冷的荒场要发起欢声，一同歌唱。
This is such good news, such a great victory.
这是这么好的消息，这么大的得胜。
Even before the messengers got into the city, the watchmen are breaking out into song.
在报信者还没有入城之前，这个哨兵就开始要发出欢声了。
And then verse 9, break forth into joy, sing together, waste places of Jerusalem.
第九节，耶路撒冷荒场要发起欢声，一同歌唱。
So now everybody in Jerusalem is hearing the watchmen break out into celebration on the wall.
就现在耶路撒冷的居民听到在城墙上这些哨兵开始发出很大的欢声。
And they realize this must be great news, and the people in Jerusalem break out in song and celebration.
当他听到哨兵的欢声之后，他们也发觉，哇，这一定是好消息，所以城墙里的百姓也开始欢乐起来。
Because the Lord has won the victory, He's redeemed Jerusalem.
因为耶和华战胜了，他已经救赎了他的百姓。
Now here's an important verse leading into our study.
好，那现在有一节非常的重要的经文带领我们到今天的信息。
The Lord has made bare His holy arm.
耶和华在万国眼前露出圣臂。
In the eyes of all the nations, this is going to spread.
在万国眼前
，this is going to spread beyond Jerusalem and the Jews and go to the whole world.
那这个好消息要在耶路撒冷之外传到犹大，传到全世界。
This victory by God.
这个上帝的得胜。
Said all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
地极的人都看见我们神的救恩了。
Now here's an interesting thing. God is sovereign over this.
好，非常有意思的是，神掌管这一切。
Okay, see the salvation of our God. Do you know what that word is in Hebrew?
在这个看见我们神的救恩，它在它的原文希伯来文里面。
Salvation is Yeshua.
救恩就是约书亚。
Ever heard that? That's Jesus' name in Hebrew.
那就是耶稣的在希伯来文的名字。
So here's the thing.Every time a Jewish person reads his Bible in Hebrew,
所以每一次犹太人读他们的希伯来文圣经的时候
，and it's the word salvation, he says Jesus. He says.
当他读到救恩这个字，他就读到耶稣的名字。
But look what it says: the Lord has made bare His holy arm.
耶和华显出他的圣臂。
Who is that arm?
那这个膀臂到底是谁呢
？It says, "See the salvation, see the Yeshua of our God."
看这个救恩，看我们神的救恩。
The arm of the Lord is Yeshua.
耶和华的圣臂就是约书亚，就是耶稣。
Salvation.
救恩。
Okay. Pretty pal, we got some great news here.
这就是好消息。
Okay. Our anticipation and excitement are stirred by the messenger.
好，那报信息人激起我们的期待跟热情。
But we're excited about the message, but we don't know how has God saved us.
好，我们虽然对这个报信息人来感到兴奋，但是上帝怎么救我们呢
？Now we want to know, okay, how did God win this battle? How did He win this victory?
我们要知道上帝怎么战胜。
And here's where we start.
那我们就要从这里开始。
How did He win this salvation?
他怎么赢得这个救恩呢
？Behold, my servant shall deal prudently.
看哪，我的仆人行事必有智慧。
He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
并被高举上升，且成为至高。
Okay, behold.
看哪。
Hine.
看哪。
Hebrew, yeah. Take notice here, something special here.
当他说看哪的时候，说你要留心看，这是一个非常稀奇的事。
Says, behold, my servant.
看哪，我的仆人。
The servant of Jehovah.
耶和华的仆人。
See, here's the thing.A servant is always poor.
仆人总是贫穷的。
The way you became a servant in Israel was you lost everything.
在以色列，仆人是失去一切的人。
And now you had to sell yourself to work for someone else because you had
要把自己卖了去替别人做事。
And God's telling us now, behold the servant of the Lord. But there's something unusual about this servant.
所以上帝要我们说，看哪，我的仆人。但是这个仆人在他身上有一些特别的事情。
And of course, we know Jesus became poor for us.
但我们晓得耶稣为了我们成为贫穷。
Though he was rich, yet he became poor.
他虽然富有，但是为了我们，他成为贫穷。
That we through his poverty might be made rich.
是我们借着他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That's in 2 Corinthians.
这是哥林多后书写的。
Now behold something amazing. The servant obtains the greatest glory.
我们现在看一件非常奇妙的事，就是这位仆人获得最高的荣耀。
This is unusual. Usually servants are going to be lifelong servants generally. It's hard to work your way out of poverty.
这也很不寻常啊，一个仆人好像就是一辈子是非常低下的人物，但是这边这位仆人被高举上升。
But behold, this servant, he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
看这位仆人，他必被高举上升，且成为至高。
He starts as a servant of the Lord.
他开始是耶和华的仆人。
But he'll end up very high.
他后来会非常的崇高。
Okay. God reveals first the eternal glory before he reveals the great but temporary suffering.
所以上帝在这里他先启示出这个仆人永恒的荣耀，然后他才启示出他要受的痛苦。
He reveals to us the glory of this servant.
他把仆人的荣耀先显给我们看。
And we're told Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross.
那希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣为那摆在前面的喜乐，就忍受了十字架的苦难。
He despised the shame of the cross.
他轻看羞辱。
But now is set down at the right hand of God.
但现在坐在神宝座的右边。
Now he's the name above every name.
现在他的名是万名之上的名。
God highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name.
这里比说，神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
无不口称耶稣基督为主。
But God first prophesied, "Behold, my servant."
所以上帝先预言到，看哪，我的仆人。
He started out as a servant.
他开始就是一个仆人。
A nobody in the world.
在世界上不是一个很有名的人。
But he ends up now as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the name above all names.
他后来高升为万王之王，万民之上的名。
God has highly exalted him.
所以神使他升为至高。
But behold, my servant shall also be extolled and be very high.
看到我的仆人必被高举上升，且成为至高。
And of course, it's very literal. Jesus ascended into heaven in front of eyewitnesses.
那事实上非常有意思，就是耶稣在见证人的面前升到天上去。
And then he sat down at the right hand of God.
然后他坐在上帝宝座的右边。
Can't get any higher than that.
好，不能再高了。
But this greatest glory is fulfilled in Jesus.
那这个荣耀就在耶稣身上应验了。
Right, God raised Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
上帝就照基督上所行的大能，当你使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的。
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named.Nobody is higher than Jesus.
没有人会高过耶稣。
Not only in this world, but in the world which is to come.
不但是今世的，连来世的也超过了。
So we learn there's great purpose in all our suffering.
所以我们知道，在我们所有的苦难当中呢，上帝有他的目的。
Okay, we share in His glory if we share in His suffering.
假如我们分担基督的苦难，我们将共享他的荣耀。
Jesus told us to take up.The cross and follow him.
耶稣告诉我们要背起十字架来跟随他。
But where are you following him to?
但是你跟随他到哪里呢？
Eternal glory.
你跟随他到永恒的荣耀里去。
The cross reminds us we're going to suffer in this world.
好，在这个世界上我们确实会受苦。
But the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed to us.
但是保罗告诉我们，现在的苦楚。若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
You've got to know the reward.
我们必须知道将来的奖赏。
For faithfully serving Jesus in this world.
能够忠实的在今天，忠心的服侍主耶稣。
Or you won't hang in there when the suffering gets tough.
要不然，当我们受苦太重的时候，我们就会离去。
Then we're told here, be astonished at the great horror of our sin.
好，第三点，我们看。因为我们的罪的可怕而大大的吃惊。
Right in verse 14.
在第十四节。
As many were astonished at thee.
许多人因他惊奇。
His visage was so marred more than any man.
他的面貌比别人憔悴。
And his form more than the sons of men.
他的形容比世人枯槁。
What it's saying here is Jesus is beaten beyond recognition as a man.
在十四节，他所描写的是耶稣被击打的已经没有人的样子了。
He was beaten so badly he doesn't even look human anymore.
他被击打的那么厉害，他甚至看起来都不像一个人。
Astonished in English means made like a stone to be petrified.
这个大大吃惊的意思就是说呆若木鸡的意思。
Right, the sight of seeing Jesus, seeing a man there beaten beyond recognition as a human being.Turned the people to stone; they couldn't move.
他的意思就是说，当我们看到耶稣被挂在十字架上，那个被击打的那个样子，好像每个人站到那边都像一个石头，动不了。
Psalm 22 tells us he looked like a bloody worm hanging on a
tree. 20篇告诉我们，他看来好像一个被血覆满的一个虫挂在木头上。
Now here's an important question.
那现在有一个很重要的问题。
Has the Holy Spirit ever allowed you to see an accurate picture of what Jesus suffered?
圣灵是不是带领你去看到耶稣受苦真实的一个画面？
You see, there's only one eyewitness to the crucifixion that's still on earth today.
今天只有一位当时见证耶稣被钉十字架的那一位还在现在。
Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, offered himself up to God.
圣经说耶稣借着圣灵将自己献上给神。
And that same Holy Spirit comes to live in our life when we
believe in Jesus. 同一位圣灵，当我们相信耶稣，他来住在我们的里面。
And Jesus and John told us the Spirit, when he comes, he will take what's mine and make it yours.
耶稣也在约翰福音告诉门徒说，说圣灵会将属于我的来给你们。
Only the Holy Spirit can really give you the proper understanding of the cross and what Jesus went through for you.
只有圣灵可以把耶稣真正在十字架上所受的苦，在你的里面借着你的灵启示给你。
I believe you got to get on your face before a holy God.
就我相信你必须在这位圣洁的神的面前好好的聆听。
With an open Bible and ask God, Lord, let your Holy Spirit open the eyes of my understanding to know what really is.
求神让他的圣灵打开你心里的眼睛，看明白他的苦难是怎么一回事。
Why was his suffering so great?
为什么他要受这么大的苦呢？
Because he tasted death for every man.
圣经说耶稣为人人尝了死味。
And in the Hebrew verse 9 it says in his death, plural.
那希伯来书说死呢是一个复数字。
Okay. Jesus is a propitiation for the sins of the whole world.
好，耶稣为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
He bore the just punishment due all sin.
他担负所有罪的刑罚。
If you just want to get an idea of how great Christ's sufferings were,
假如你要稍微明白一下耶稣的苦难是多么的强大。
We've probably all been to the funeral of a loved one.
我们很可能都参加过一些丧礼。
You can remember the pain, the uncontrollable weeping.
你可以看到很多人的痛苦，还有他们控制不了的哭泣。
Even at times, just the convulsions, uncontrollable convulsions, because a loved one has passed away.
有的时候，因为一个所爱的人过世，他们会身体发颤的在那边哭泣。
Well, Jesus wasn't just tasting death for himself.
在这里呢，耶稣不单单只是为他自己尝了这个死的味道。
Jesus tasted death for every man.
所以耶稣为每个人尝了这个死的味道。
So take all that pain, all those tears, all that grief, all
those emotions. 所以你把所有的痛苦、所有的眼泪、所有的忧伤、所有的情感。
And they're all placed on Jesus at one time on the cross.
都把他们在同一个时间放在耶稣在十字架上的时候。
We never come close to understanding what Christ went through.
所以我没有办法真的捕捉到耶稣那个苦难的深重。
But what this means is you and me are included on what he died for on the cross.
那为人人尝了死味，表示他也为你、为我的罪尝了这个死亡的味道。
A clear vision of sin and the cross will cause us to flee sin.
所以明白这个罪对耶稣所做的事情呢，会让我们逃离这个罪。
And if we don't have a clear vision of what Jesus went through, we'll toy with sin, we'll play with it.
假如我们没有很清楚的这个看见的话呢，我们会跟罪发展。
God has given us a picture of sin that empowers us for victory over sin.
其实上帝让我们看到罪的本相，使我们能够得胜罪的这个力量。
What's your picture of sin?
所以你对罪的这个图画是什么？
Right, we have to understand what we're saved from.
我们必须明白我们到底是从什么当中被拯救出来。
Now here's something I want you to forget.
You want them to forget.
I want them to forget something.
好，我先要你忘记一些事情。
Forget all those idolatrous pictures of a white Anglo-Saxon Jesus.
我要你忘记你所看到描绘耶稣死亡的图画。
Okay, this is your picture of what Jesus suffered on the cross.
假如这是你对耶稣上到十字架受苦的这个样子的话。
I mean, that's a pretty Jesus, isn't it? Blue eyes.
耶稣看起来还不错吧。
I suffered more than that playing basketball.
我打篮球好，我的受的苦比这个还要多一点。
I got stitches over this eye, stitches over this eye, stitches on my chin. Each time my face was covered in blood and my shirt was covered in blood.
我喜欢打篮球，所以这边受伤，这边受伤，这边受伤都被缝了。每次打篮球就会变成一个血淋淋的自己。
If this is your picture of the cross, Jesus didn't suffer very much. Look at him.
所以假如你对耶稣受苦的形象是这样的话，你可能会说，哦，他的苦不多嘛，看看。
That's why God says, don't make any idols of him.
这就是上帝说，不要为耶稣造任何的偶像。
Forget the idol pictures of man.
好，除掉。
How much?
不要你忘记这个人所造出来的这个偶像的。
You think you could put a crown of thorns on somebody's head and he not be completely red with blood?
假如你一个把一个荆棘冠冕扎在一个头上，他不会满身流血吗？
This picture is a lie.
所以这个图画本身就是一个谎言，不是真理。
Now they've been trying to get better more recently. You're getting closer to the truth here, but it's still nowhere near. They still look human.
最近有些影片呢，把耶稣的死描绘的非常的血淋淋的哈，但是还是不那个贴近原来的样子。
But if this is your picture of what Jesus suffered, then you don't think Jesus suffered very much because of your sin.
假如你的图像还是这样的话呢，你不觉得耶稣的罪？
And then you'll toy with sin. You'll give in to it because, well, just a few red drops of blood, no big deal.
你想说啊，就是滴几滴血吧，那我犯罪我没关系吧。
God only gave us one picture of Jesus.
但上帝只给我们一个耶稣受苦的这个图画。
He left one picture of Jesus on earth.
他在地上只留下一幅图画。
Right, and that's the unleavened bread we use.
就是无酵饼。
And the thing is, it's a picture of Christ crucified.
这是耶稣被钉十字架的一个图画。
Okay. In other words, every time we partake of the Lord's Supper,
换句话说，我们每次用主餐的时候，
we're reminded of what Jesus suffered for our sin.
他提醒我们耶稣如何为我们的罪受苦。
Jesus said, "This is my body."
耶稣说，这是我的身体。
Which is broken for you.
为你们剥开的。
And when we pass it around and you break your piece off.
当我们分到分饼的时候，你把你自己那一块扒下来。
You're reminded of your part in breaking the body of Jesus Christ.
就提醒你，你在耶稣受苦当中你自己参与的那一部分。
I caused his pain. You caused his pain.
我导致他的苦难，哈，你也导致他的苦难。
And you see his stripes. You see the stripes.
你看到这边的钉痕，还有他的扎的伤口。
I think that sermon on the bread is still online. I don't know, but this is the whole life of Jesus is the bread of life.
好，所以耶稣是生命的粮，生命的面包饼。那这个饼的图画呢，就显明他的一生的苦难。
Now here's the thing you got to be aware of.
那你也需要知道这件事情。
This is what our sin did to Jesus on the cross. He was sinless.
耶稣本身是无罪的，但是是因为我们的罪，他被挂在十字架上。
So if we don't accept Jesus dying in our place, paying
our penalty. 假如我们不接受耶稣为我们的身份死在十字架上
，then this is a picture of me in hell.
那我将来在地狱里就是这个样子。
This is a picture of what sin is going to do to me if I die.Bearing sin on my own.
假如我承担自己的罪的话呢，我将来的结果也就是一个样子。
When a Jewish mother prays before Passover or the Sabbath,
当一个犹太的母亲在他们的安息日或是逾越节之前，用这个餐之前祷告的时候
，They always temporarily cover their eyes from the light.
他们祷告都暂时的把自己的手捂住这个烛光。
It's really a powerful lesson.
这个故事相当的有意思。
Just as most Jews are now blinded to Jesus as the light of the world.
就像好像现在很多犹太人对耶稣是世界的光还看不见的时候。
They're also blinded to Jesus as the bread of life.
他们也没有看见耶稣就是生命的粮。
And they're blinded to Jesus as the Lamb of God.
他们也没有看见耶稣是上帝的羔羊。
But the servant of the Lord is our great high priest.
那这个主的仆人是我们的大祭司。
He shall sprinkle many nations.
在五十二章十五节说，他必洗净许多国民。
And Peter tells us that's the cleansing of our sins.
彼得告诉我们，这就是将我们的罪洗净。
Okay. And also kings shall shut their mouths.
君王要向他闭口。
Because he's the King of Kings.
因为他是万王之王。
Right. At Christ's first coming, people were astonished at his great suffering.
耶稣第一次来到世界上的时候呢，人们因为他的苦难而惊讶。
But at his second coming, even kings will be astonished at his glory.
在他第二次来的时候呢，这些世上的君王都要因为他的荣耀而吃惊。
Mission history is filled with kings coming to Christ.
新教的历史哈，就充满了很多世界上的王认识耶稣的故事。
And as a result, the whole nation coming to Christ.
因为这样的原因，他的整个国家都相信了耶稣。
I put a few on your notes: Norway, Russia.
在你的讲义上哈，像挪威，像苏俄。
Hungary, Poland,
匈牙利或波兰
many other countries turned to Christ just like the prophecy said.
许多国家就转向耶稣，就像这个预言所说的
Just like the messengers supposed to bring this good news to all nations.
就好像这报喜信的人要把这个好消息传到万国去
It's being fulfilled.
已经被应验了
Behold, Israel blinded to the glory of Christ.
好，以色列看不见基督的荣耀
Who has believed our report and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
好，进入到以赛亚书53章，他说我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢
？Okay, that word arm.
这个膀臂这个字。
The arm of the Lord is the Lord working on earth. Is Zeruah.
是 Zeruah 这个字。
In Hebrew, and every Passover they put out the Zeruah of the Lamb.
在每次逾越节的时候呢，他们会把羔羊的骨头。
I've heard so many Jewish people who've come to Christ share how when they sit at Passover at their home where their parents don't know Jesus and they come to the point in the Passover where they hold up the Zeruah and they don't know who the Zeruah is. How the struggle they have, oh, that they knew this Zeruah is the Lamb of God, the arm of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
我听到很多信了耶稣的这个犹太人，他们每次用逾越节的时候呢，坐在家里的晚餐上。看到这个盘子上的这个羔羊的骨头呢，他们就知道这象征主耶稣，但是他们非常的难过，因为很多犹太人到现在还不明白到底这个代表什么。
Okay. But behold our blindness to the glory of Christ.
我们自己也没有看见基督的荣耀。
Not just the Jews are blinded to his true glory, so are many of us.
好，不但犹太人没有看见基督的荣耀，我们很多人也没有看见他的荣耀。
Second half of the verse says he has no form or comeliness, and when We shall see him. There's no beauty that we should desire.
好，我三第二节后半段说他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
He is despised and rejected of men.
他被藐视，被人厌弃。
We hid, as it were, our faces from him.
我们掩面不看他。
He was despised and we esteemed him not.
他被藐视，我们却不尊重他。
I used to do this with Jesus.
我以前对耶稣也是这样。
I remember when I was in college.
记得我在读大学的时候。
Walking down the street one day.
有一天走在路上。
And then I saw some of these. I knew they were Jesus freaks, right? You know who Jesus freaks are? They were coming down my side of the street.
我记得有一些对耶稣非常热心的人哈，朝着我走过来。
So what did I do?
我怎么做呢？
I walked across to the other side of the street.
我就走到另外一
边。Hide my face from them. I knew these people were going to talk to me about Jesus.
就好像我把我的眼面向他们遮起来哈，因为我知道他们要跟我讲耶稣。
Now I was religious.
我虽然是一个很有宗教心的人。
My father took me to church every Sunday.
我的爸爸每个礼拜天都带我去教会。
If you asked me if I was a Christian, I would have said yes.
只要你问我说我是不是基督徒，我会说哦，我是啊。
But somebody who really knew Jesus bothered me, and I would cross the street to avoid them.
就是那些真正认识耶稣的人让我很不安心，所以我会躲避他们。
The emphasis on we means we have to place ourselves in this prophecy.
这边强调我们哈，在这几节经文当中，表示说我们必须把自己放到这个情况当中。
The devil blinds us to the truth.
好，魔鬼也使我们看不见真理。
I'd like to read a little. This is a brief part of a sermon by a black preacher. It's a very famous sermon now.
我现在要读一段很有名的一个黑人牧师讲的一篇道的一部分。
Maybe it'll help you catch an accurate, more accurate picture of Jesus in His glory.
或许可以让你更多捕捉到耶稣的荣耀是一个什么样子。
So I'd like you just to close your eyes a moment.
希望你现在把你的眼睛闭起来。
And just listen.
好，听一下。
My King Jesus was born King.
我的王耶稣生来就是王。
The Bible says He's a seven-way King.
圣经说他在七方面是王。
He's the King of the Jews.
他是犹太人的王。
That's a racial King.
这是一个种族的王。
He's the King of Israel.
他是以色列的王。
That's a national King.
这是国家的王。
He's the King of righteousness.
他是公义的王。
He's the King of ages.
他是 历世历代的王。
He's the King of Heaven.
他是天上的王。
He's the King of Glory.
他是荣耀的王。
He's the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
He's the Lord of Lords.
万主之王。
Now that's my King.
这就是我的王。
Well, I wonder if you know him.
我不晓得你认不认识他。
Do you know him?
你认识他吗？
Don't try to mislead me.
不要误导我。
Do you know my King?
你认识我的这位王吗？
My king is the only one for whom no means of measure can define him.
我的王是不管用任何的尺度都没有办法定义的那一位。
He's God's son.
他是上帝的儿子。
He's the sinner's savior.
他是罪人的救主。
He's the centerpiece of civilization.
他是文明的中心。
He's supreme.
他是超然的。
He's preeminent.
他是绝对的。
That's my king.
这就是我的王。
Well, he's the only one able to supply all our needs simultaneously.
他是一位在同一个时间可以满足我们每个人需要的人。
He supplies strength for the weak.
他为软弱的人提供力量。
He's available for the tempted.
那些受试探的人，他可以帮助。
He saves and guards and guides.
他拯救，他引导。他保护。
He heals the sick.
他医治病人。
He cleanses the lepers.
洁净麻风病患。
He forgives sinners.
他饶恕罪人。
He sets captives free.
他使被掳的的释放。
He defends the feeble.
他维护软弱的人。
He blesses the young.
他祝福年幼的。
He respects the aged.
他尊重老年人。
Do you know him?
你认识他吗？
Well, my king is the wellspring of wisdom.
我的王是智慧的源头。
He's the doorway of deliverance.
他是拯救的门。
He's the pathway of peace.
他是平安的路。
He's the highway of holiness.
他是圣洁的大道。
He's the gateway of glory.
他是荣耀的入口。
He's the prince of princes.
他是王子中的王子。
The King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
万王之王，万主之主。
That's my King.
这就是我的王。
I've come to tell you the heaven of the heavens cannot contain him.
我要告诉你，天上的天都没有办法包容他。
Let alone man explain him.
人也没有办法解释他。
You can't outlive him.
你不会活得比他长久。
And you can't live without him.
你但是没有他，你也活不下去。
Death couldn't handle him.
死亡不能够激进他。
And the grave couldn't hold him.
坟墓不能够捕捉他。
That's my king.
这就是我的王。
Is he your king?
他是你的王吗？
You have a king like that, and there's not much more else you need.
假如你有一位这样的王，那么你需要的东西就不多了。
Behold the greatest passage on the doctrine of salvation by substitution in the Bible.
看那圣经中最伟大关于救恩是借由代替的教义的经文。
No one can save himself.
没有人可以自救。
The great purpose of the cross was to save us from our sin.
那十字架最重要的目的呢，是帮我们从罪中拯救出来。
Right. Save us from eternal hell so we can have eternal glory.
拯救我们脱离永恒的地狱，可以进入永恒的荣耀。
Eight times we're told that the Messiah bore our sins.
在以赛亚书第53章有8次说明基督背负我们的罪。
There was a missionary who was preaching the gospel to a group of Africans.
有一位宣教士对一群非洲人传讲福音。
And he was very vividly portraying Jesus dying on the cross.
他很明显的、很鲜明的描绘耶稣怎么死在十字架上。
And all of a sudden, one of the men overtaken with emotion.
忽然有一个人很受感动。
He just jumped up and said, "Down from there, Jesus. That's my place."
他说跳起来说：“耶稣啊，从十字架上下来吧，因为那个地方应该是我在那边。”
See, that's where I would have gone if Jesus didn't take my place.
所以，假如耶稣没有代替我的话呢，那我就要在那里。
Eight times Christ bore our sins.
耶稣担负我们的罪。
Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
But He was wounded for our transgressions.
但是他因为我们受责罚。
He was bruised.For our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And with his stripes, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
他被欺压是因为百姓的罪过。
He shall bear their iniquities.
他要担当众人的罪孽。
The great painter Rembrandt understood this truth.
Rembrandt 就是很有名的一个画家哈，他也明白这个替代的救恩。
This is a famous picture of the crucifixion.
这是耶稣被钉十字架一个非常有名的画画。
And Rembrandt painted himself at the cross.
Rembrandt 把自己画在十字架的下面。
Because he understood he was there.
因为他明白他就在那个地方。
But of course, Jesus didn't look like this beautiful white skin.
当然，耶稣被钉十字架之后，他的身体根本不像现在这个描绘的这么安然无恙哈。
He was whipped with.That kind of fulcrum beyond recognition.
这种鞭子把他的身体抽得一塌糊涂。
In the movie The Passion, Mel Gibson is the one who's actually nailing Jesus.
在这个耶稣受难这部电影当中的这个导演哈或者制片家呢，他自己把这个钉子钉到这个手上。
And Mel Gibson realized Jesus was dying on the cross for his sin, so much that he wanted to be the one to do it.
耶稣是为了他的罪死在十字架上。
How does the blood of Jesus have the power to cleanse us from all our sin?
那耶稣的血怎么具有洗净我们一切罪的能力呢？
Because of who He is.
因为他是谁？
Jesus is God Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth.
他是全能的上帝，创造宇宙的神。
Right, if He's God Almighty,
假如他是全能的神，
is there anything too hard for the Lord?
在他有难成的事吗？
No.Right. Also, because He's omniscient, He knows everything.
也因为他无所不知。
Because he's omnipotent, he can bear all sin.
因为他无所不能，他可以承担所有的罪。
And because he's eternal, he could die for all my sin 2,000 years before I was born.
因为他是永恒的，在我还没有出生之前，两千年之前，可以为我的罪而死。
Why can Jesus Christ? Why can God forgive me in Christ and cleanse me of all my sin?
那为什么上帝在基督里可以赦免而且洗净我们所有的罪呢？
Because ultimately all our sin is against God Himself.
因为至终所有的罪都是冲着上帝去的。
Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
大卫说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶。”
That thou might be justified when you judge me.
以致你责备我的时候行为公义。
Illustration of R.A. Torrey.
这是很有名的一个传道人，叫做托雷。
Right. Isaiah says God has laid the iniquity of us all on Him.
以赛亚说好，上帝把我们的罪孽都归在他身上。
Your sin has to lie somewhere.
我们的罪必须放在某个地方。
Before you trust Jesus, you carry the weight of all your sin.
在我们相信耶稣之前呢，我们是自己承担了自己所有的罪。
And it's a heavy burden.
这是非常沉重的。
It's a heavy weight.
沉重的重量。
But God has taken our sin and put it on Jesus.
但是上帝把我们的罪的重担放在耶稣的身上。
He bore it and He carried it away.
由他去承担，由他去拿走。
You don't have to carry that unbearable weight of sin anymore.
我们不再需要承担这个沉重的重担。
You don't have to live in fear of your destiny if you die with that burden of sin on your soul.
我们也不需要恐惧，假如有一天我带着这个罪的重担进入到永恒里去，怎么办？
But only God can take the sin off you and put it on Jesus.
但是只有上帝能够把你的罪拿出起来放到耶稣的身上。
Will you let Him do it?
你愿意让他这么做吗？
Experience forgiveness of sins through faith in the power of the blood of Christ is a life-changing experience.
要经历从你的信心，相信耶稣为你死在十字架上。和他的血可以洗净我们，会带来很大的生命的改变。
I love that picture because that's my experience, and I've met a lot of people who that's their experience.
好，我很喜欢这幅图画，因为这是我个人的经验，也是许多人的经验。
That moment when they genuinely repented of their sins.
当他们真诚的为了罪悔改的那个时刻。
And ask Jesus to forgive them and cleanse them.
请耶稣。赦免他们，而且洁净他们的时候。
I've heard people say, literally, I felt this weight lifting off my shoulders.
我听到有人说哈，他可以真实的感觉到这个重量啊，这个重担就从他身上给脱下来了。
And they were clean.
他们感觉自己被洁净了。
Hopefully, you've had that experience.
我希望你也有这样一个体会。
So here's the important lesson.
所以现在有一些重要的功课。
God has given us.Given every reasonable person irrefutable proof, the Bible is His word.
好，那上帝已经给人无法驳斥的证据，证实圣经是他的话语。
Archaeology preserved scriptures 2,000 years old.
好比考古学，还有圣经这经文在2200年前就已经被保存下来。
And the most powerful that anybody can study prophecy and its fulfillment.
还有预言。
Jesus Christ fulfilled every detail of these prophecies.
耶稣基督应验了以赛亚书五十二、五十三章每一个细节。
Look over those notes of those 36 prophecies.
你可以看那个三十六个预言。
Will you trust Him to save you from your sins and give you a glorious eternal life?
你愿意相信他拯救你脱离罪，而且赐你永生吗？
You have a very important decision to make.
你需要做这非常重要的决定。
Let's pray.
让我们去祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
It truly is a word that no human being could have written.
这个话语是没有人可以写下来的。
Though you did use your prophets, holy men of God.
你确实使用你的先知，就是这些圣人们。
To write the words down.
把这些字句写下来。
They were moved by your Holy Spirit.
他们是受你的圣灵的感动。
You're the author. You gave them the words to write.
你是作者，你把当写的话告诉他们。
You revealed things to them that even they didn't understand.
你也把他们自己没有办法明白的启示交给他们。
Many of these prophecies we're just beginning to understand now because we're living in the end times.
我们现在活在末世，许多预言现在越来越明显。
Thank you for giving us such an irrefutable proof that it's your word.
把这个无法驳斥的证据给了我们。
And Lord, I pray that you would give each of us, remind us, Lord, just what Jesus went through to save us.
也求主提醒我们你在十字架上所受的苦难。
Help us have a healthy picture of the suffering that sin causes.
让我们有一个健全的看见罪带来的后果。
So that we'll run from sin instead of play with it.
好让我们远离罪恶，而不是与罪恶玩游戏。
And let us be a messenger of the good news.
也让我们成为传好消息的报信者。
The great victory that Christ has won on the cross.
基督已经在十字架上得胜了。
And take that message to the whole world.
把这样的信息传到全世界。
Our God reigns.
我们的上帝作王了。
Thank you.
感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.